Sounds like you. Is that you?
It's not Troy.
It's definitely not Troy. Where have we been in? When was the last time we were here?
I don't know. It feels like a month ago.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I think Christmas happened.
Yeah.
Everyone's here. Everyone's here already. Gosh, Hassie, Freak Child, Dana.
Hi,
Josh
guys.
Is here. What's up? Merry Christmas. I'm sorry. You don't even want to know. We had an alien invasion. There was an abduction.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, well, we're here. It's, what day is it?
It's the 26th.
Okay. It's Thursday.
Boxing Day.
Oh, Boxing Day. I didn't get you a box.
It's not like that, and it has nothing to do with Muhammad Ali.
Oh.
I looked it up.
What's Boxing Day?
Well, you know what? I have a photo of the explanation. Oh, hey, Hassie's here from Sweden.
Hi, Hasse. Oh, I saw that he liked Everything Swallow earlier today. Wow, I was doing my last day at the shop.
Yes, you were. Last day at the Christmas world.
Yeah.
All right, Boxing Day is a holiday. Boxing Day is a holiday celebrating the day after Christmas. It's originated in the United Kingdom. It's celebrated in a number of countries that previously formed part of the British Empire. It's a day when rich landowners would give gifts to those who worked and lived on their land, and later on, it became traditional that servants got the day off to celebrate Christmas with their families on Boxing Day. So you had to work on Christmas Day, you know, and be a servant and clean up after Christmas. But the next day,
you got to have your servant Christmas Day.
You got to have your servant day.
Wow, that's interesting.
It's for the Canucks. That's what Freak says. Yeah.
Huh.
So there you go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very fun. Very interesting. Well, I hope everyone had a great Christmas. Had a great holiday.
We did. It was great. It was relaxed. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Okay. I was so tired.
I worked
so hard the 2 days before.
Yeah. Yeah. We just treated it. It was weird. We treated it like a regular day.
Yeah. It was a crazy day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of work. Well, we had to get... So, at my job, we have to get ready for the giant sale after...
Yeah, after Christmas.
The Christmas, sale. Yeah. And so, that's what we did. And, oh, my God. It is like the Christmas Stairmaster.
Yeah.
My butt cheeks, my thighs, yeah. My shins. I felt like I had a shin splint. Oh, went up and down the stairs so many times.
You worked your ass off.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good, though.
So then yesterday, I just ate until I couldn't see straight and went to sleep.
That's good, too, because I would think I was asleep at like 7 o'clock.
You were asleep an hour before me.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
I was so sleepy.
That's okay. We've been going pretty hard.
It's been a long week, but so what? How's everyone else's week been? We were wondering how everyone, you went to Walmart this evening. What a madhouse, I bet.
Oh.
They said today was the largest shopping day of the year.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, sales everywhere, right?
Well, they're getting rid of all their stuff for next year.
Go get your sales shit.
If you want Christmas decorations,
oh my God,
go to St. Nick's.
Come get your sales stuff. There were arrangements walking out the door today for half price.
What do you mean arrangements?
Like... over the door swag.
Oh, I got
like
you.
Wreaths.
Yeah.
Lit wreaths. I mean, if a big ass fancy wreath was $99, today it was $50.
Ooh,
such a steal! If it was $49, come on now.
That's $24.99
today, and bought two giant nativity sets. One was $400.
Holy crap!
And the other one was $130. And then like a Santa for $69. I can tell you everything. An arrangement for $99, and I mean it was. And when she checked out, it was $400.
Now, do you think that they buy that stuff to resell?
No,
especially
she
when
was
you're
so
buying
excited.
Two different nativity
sets.
She
would never
been
there
bucks.
Before. She was so excited.
How could you never been there before except
she
for the day of the sale?
She said she'd never done the sale before.
Oh, the sale.
Yeah. She'd
okay,
come,
I understand
she'd never
that.
Done the sale.
Okay.
And she was so excited.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It's fun. It's fun. The sale day is fun.
Yeah.
Because people are just buying. Today, I walked around and stocked people's baskets. And they would look at me and I'd say, hi, how's it going? I'm just stocking your basket. Can I get that for you? Let me get that for you.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
You didn't, like, secretly put extra stuff in there?
No.
That's what you should
no,
do.
No, because we have to pull everything for them in a box. Because you're buying all these collectibles
oh,
and beautiful
right,
things.
Oh, right, yeah. So you have to go downstairs and get them out of the box.
Get
so,
them in the box.
But get them in the box.
Yeah.
Basically, the stuff on the store is a representation of what you're going to get in a box out of the basement.
Yeah, yeah, packaged up all nice for you. Absolutely. So, yeah, but then that helps in the end as they're checking out. They don't have to wait for it when they get to the checkout.
Got
it. It's already there for them.
Yeah, I saw someone's pile today when I was there.
Yeah, so great.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun. It's exciting.
Well, I'm ready for Christmas to be over. What's up, Fred? I mean, Christmas is good. Do the Christmassy stuff. We got the tree. We did the, we decorated. We did the Christmas. We had the Christmas dinner. We had some presents.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
And now we
move
on.
Now we need to get our life together
and let's
move
get our shit together and let's get past this whole Christmas thing. Because you get caught up on all the Christmas stuff and now let's get back to life.
Yeah. Real business now.
Yeah. Let's get this podcast going, guys.
Absolutely.
We need to get this baby over 1,000 listeners.
We've taken enough time off.
We've been taking enough breaks. This Christmas takes up enough time filling in for all these people that have vacation. This is the first time in 25 years, probably 30 years I've been working my entire life that I have had to work.
On Christmas
and New Year's Day.
Mm.
I work New Year's Day.
Wow.
I don't have to work New Year's Day afternoon like I text you all earlier. Yeah. Mom, I'm so excited. We can go out. I don't have to. No. No, I still do.
Yeah.
I have to go to the TV station.
Yep.
But I feel like I can do that hungover.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing if I'm just on prompter.
You don't want to do that.
I don't.
Mm-mm.
What if I just stayed up?
No.
And went in drunk?
No.
That would be horrible.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
It is a bad
don't
idea.
Do that.
Both of those are bad ideas.
It's bed by 8. Have a happy new year, everybody. Your tree is down already. Now, I know people like you, Freak, that they would put their Christmas decorations up in November.
I saw several people today.
And on Christmas Day, they
down.
Do the presents, they clean up the paper, they take down the tree.
Yeah.
They move on with their life.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's too early. It's not a Colorado tradition.
No, the outdoor lights.
Oh, the outdoor lights
outdoor
are the Colorado
lights
tradition.
Are the tradition to stay
so we can take all the stuff down in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
But it is the outdoor yard lights that you leave up.
Studio rebuild.
Oh.
You quit playing the Galaga already, bro? You got all practiced up? I was ready to come over.
I do love Galaga.
Did you see his?
Yes, I saw his
addition to the game room. It's pretty sweet.
I saw it.
I like it.
You have to hold it between your knees.
I have dice. 6th of January is what they say.
Yeah.
Well, it's the law, the decorations there. Well, Hassie here in Colorado, we have the official
stock
Western
show.
Stock Show.
Right.
And that goes through the 21st.
Right. January.
2nd, somewhere around in there. Yeah. That third weekend or fourth weekend of January.
Right.
And so traditionally in Colorado, we leave
our
decorations and outdoor lights up and through. I will be singing the national anthem.
No, they shouldn't come down.
What's up, Pei? Pei Zave? That'd be Zavi? Because the X would be... Anyways, I'll be singing at the National Western Stock Show. I'll be doing this national anthem on the 21st for the dog show.
Great.
I'm looking excited. I'm very excited. It's not...
What did you do last year? You did the bulls, the barrel.
The draft horse.
Draft horses.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah.
I would totally do that again.
I'm excited to see the dogs, though.
But the dogs and the draft horse were kind of all at the same time, so we can kind of bounce back and forth.
Yeah.
Just to have the opportunity to sing in the arena is my favorite, so.
Yeah.
I'll be doing that.
It's
I'll be singing the national anthem.
Down in there, especially because you're so scared of horses.
I'll be wearing my borrowed cowboy boots. No, not this year. I'll be wearing my new shoes, my boot shoes you bought me.
Oh.
Those are boot shoes, right?
Yeah.
The boogie.
Yeah.
The boot shoes, the boogie. And so.
They'll be great.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's exciting. It's just chilly.
It is
so chilly in there.
Down in the bowels.
How does a vest keep you warm?
Apparently, it keeps your torso warm, which that's where all your organs are. So your organs, this is the theory of Nick Buck. Nick Buck only wore vests, and his theory was your torso, which is your organs, stay warm. And therefore, the blood that's pumping to your arms is warm. So your arms stay warm. And he would wear gloves. He would wear a vest. We would get that allotment every year, like $200 to go buy a coat.
Yeah.
And he would buy a fucking vest.
Joe, what the fuck?
And he would wear the vest. And the torso is your heat core. Freak says the same thing.
Then shouldn't he have a hat on?
He wore a hat and he wore gloves, but they were the fingerless gloves, like hobo gloves. So he could still smoke a cigarette.
Gross.
Because his hand holds all the organs of his hand. And so the blood that goes to his fingertips is warm. The palm of your hand is your hand's torso. I swear, that was what he said. Just like Freak said, your torso is your heat core.
Oh, my God.
So you keep your torso. And maybe it's conditioning. Maybe we've done it all wrong. We've been wearing all puffy sleeves and stuff.
Whatever. We should have all this extra insulation around my core.
Maybe the fisherman.
I'm not warmer.
Well, me either. Maybe fisherman had it right. Where'd my shot go? Here?
Fisherman. They wore life vests. That was a life vest. That was not just a puffy coat.
It wasn't just a Gordon's Fisherman.
It was a sink or swim.
Hey, Hassie, are you telling all your friends about our podcast? Because I feel like we've picked up a couple listeners there in Sweden.
I don't know.
We're going to come and see you, by the way. What's up, Sister Swallow? Oh,
Swallow.
She just revealed something about herself.
Oh.
She's a fan of the show.
That's funny.
Well, I want to know, out of everyone listening, did you get anything that you wanted to return?
Oh.
Ireland, not Sweden. There's someone else. I'm sorry, Hassie. I got you confused.
Get your life together, Sean.
That's Ireland is where we want to go.
Yeah.
The Blarney Stone. I don't know why I said Sweden. I ate some chocolates.
Because you like IKEA furniture?
Maybe. Is that? No. I don't know.
What's up, Hassie?
I'm sorry. Apologize.
Mercy.
I'm from Colorado. That means I'm stoned. Yeah, if you know anything about Colorado. So here's my question to you. I want to talk seriously.
Okay.
Open your chocolates, okay?
I'm opening it.
Have you noticed in the news that there is a hit and run? And maybe not a hit and run, but at least a pedestrian auto incident every other day. Hmm. Like at least twice a week someone's dying, and at least three times a week someone's hit. Hmm. So there's at least three a week, it seems like. Maybe I'm noticing it because I'm in the news now and I'm hearing the stories. Do you think it's from cell phone use or from the weed?
Cell phone use.
You think it's the cell phone use?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's too many people on their phones while they're driving.
Because,
What did Heather say?
Heather says, ha ha ha, you two are funny. I don't remember Dina and Honorable Swallows. Oh, they're Honorable Swallows.
Yes, they are.
And Josie said they got a cheese board after giving a cheese board. So.
That's good.
I wonder if that was incidental.
I don't know.
Or if they knew
there
was a cheese board exchange.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you think the hit and runs, the pedestrian automobile accidents that have increased, you can't take into account the guy who's running from the cops, Mr. What's-His-Name, that happened this week. But there's a lot of other ones that are just hit and runs or hit and driver stayed on scene or whatever.
You're looking at your phone.
Are people on their phones walking into traffic or people on their phones driving their cars? Cell phones, not just the weed, huh?
Both. 100% cell phone. 100%.
All right, Hassie.
You know how many times I want to hit people's phones out of their hand?
Oh, I almost slapped an old lady's hand out of her phone at the grocery store for telling me I was butting in front of her when she was standing 20 feet away from the U-shelf check on her phone.
On her phone, not paying attention.
Hassie, what is the cell phone policy in Ireland? If you're on your cell phone while operating a vehicle... I mean, is it a lot? I don't know what I'm asking. Are people running over people all the time like they are here in Denver, or is it the weed?
Bad news. Not just the weed.
Freak got some underoos.
Listen, the weed's always been here.
The weed has always been here.
The weed's never gone anywhere.
Yeah.
The weed has always been here, so that's not it.
It's the cell phones.
I watch people drive down our street looking down for like four houses. You see them coming?
It's an amazing
you
thing.
You can see them going. It's amazing. It's
all right,
super
you're right.
Scary.
Okay.
Put your phone down.
I don't think you're right. I think it's the weed.
Oh, my gosh. Then you know what? You can't drive anymore.
Oh, I think it's the cell phone. But I shouldn't drive anymore. I'm guilty of both, man. But I've never
run.
I have never run anyone over.
No,
I've never even come
close.
I often
want to slap your cell phone out of your hand.
I want to slap your cell phone out of your hand.
Oh, really?
Yep. Just if we're now being honest with each other.
I'm playing a game.
I think I don't like it.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. I'm glad you don't like it.
I know it's just a game, but...
No, I'm glad you don't like it.
Okay.
Because you're on your phone so much.
I am. I have had moments where I've been way worse.
Yeah.
And I've had moments where I've been better.
No.
I have been better. Well, I have been better. Okay. I have been worse.
Okay.
But I have been better. Remember
when
I didn't
have a cell phone? When you didn't have a cell phone?
Remember how good I was?
That's
what you're saying? Yeah, when I had a pager.
You were better.
I wasn't on my pager all the time.
Yeah, you just did by the payphone.
Hassie says it's illegal in Ireland, but everybody does it. Obviously, it's the same here. The only time that everyone hates you being on the phone is when you're in the pub.
I hate that too.
But that's where people do it the most. Where I hate cell phones the freaking most are at a stoplight. When I'm sitting behind you and I know that
you do it too.
I could still hate everybody else for doing it.
That's funny.
Watching streaming and driving. I saw a guy the other day reading a book, which you don't see very often anymore.
Maybe it was an audio.
No, it was a paperback. He was holding it up. I saw it. It was a paperback novel. I saw him with a book.
That is dangerous.
Yeah. It wasn't a Kindle.
It's like trying to fold the map.
I could understand a Kindle. You know what I mean?
That's funny.
Now, the guy in the Tesla. I don't pay attention to Teslas as much as I should because they're self-driving, so they can totally be in traffic watching whatever,
anything.
Porn.
Why don't they watch porn?
Remember the guy you saw watching porn next to us in traffic?
That was great.
Or was he like checking ads or something?
Yeah, he
was Craigslist.
Checking like his dating site.
Yeah, but you saw nudes, I thought.
Nudie girl pics on there.
With the friends, they put them on the table, and the first one that touches the phone has to buy the next round. Now, I've heard this, but I've never tried it. Does it work?
No.
We don't have friends.
We have lots
like
of
that.
Friends.
Well, no, but like not like that where we all go sit around a table together. Usually there's a lot of tables and we're mixing and mingling or I don't know. Tonight's karaoke. I thought about karaoke, but then I got angry at the bartender last time.
Oh, right. That little bartender.
I felt discriminated against.
Yeah.
For being redheaded. I get that, Hassie. And so how often are you the one that has to buy the next round? Because I'm bad. I'm bad with my phone. I pick it up. I try not to. But I can always find an excuse to look at something like, oh, let me show you this thing.
We talked about this before.
I know. And I did it.
Phone etiquette.
It was before Christmas, and I was going to be really good at your mom and dad's, and I felt like I did about 70%. I felt like I hit 70%, but I did not hit the mark as well as I should have.
Right.
But again, your dad wanted to see, was it the auction? I wanted to look up Patsy Cline movies.
You weren't looking all by yourself on your phone. You were showing it to other people.
So maybe I get an extra 10%. I get an 80. I get a 75. A 75 is like a C, right? Is that a B?
I don't know.
I think that's a B. I'll take a B. Cell phone addiction is bad. It must be antisocial. I don't know. It's okay already. Yeah. Cell phone addiction.
Everyone has it.
But see, I get
your
freak.
Mom has it real bad.
Freak, I get your position. See, I want to justify freak so that I can justify myself.
Let's have it.
You know, it's our job to kind of do prep all the time.
Oh, uh-huh.
And be to have things to talk about, be up on pop culture. I work in this TV studio, and the producers, they're pissed off because the people on TV, they've never seen Star Wars. They don't know Game of Thrones. They don't know anything about Walking Dead. They don't know anything about The Office. Like, they write Office jokes
and
in their
don't.
Scripts, and they don't even get them because they're so disconnected from that freaking, you know, pop culture
right.
understanding. So I get freak. I'm like you. I'm on my phone, but I'm not really looking up CNN, or I'm not on Daily Mail, and I'm not doing show prep. I'm on stupid social media and frickin' TikTok.
Yeah.
I am the guy who downloaded TikTok to see what it was all about for the show that I was on because it was a thing.
And now you're
And now
addicted.
I'm addicted. And now I will sit and watch TikTok.
While your life goes by.
But there's so much interesting shit on TikTok. We should make a TikTok video right now.
Well,
we should do
maybe
one.
Maybe it would be more interesting.
If you and I were part on it.
Oh.
Made videos. And had
then you'd have something else to do on your phone.
Exactly. Another social media place to post videos and deal with updating and...
I don't know how that's a win-win.
It's not.
Oh.
It's a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full-time
fun.
Job. Hassie says he's not the one to usually break the code and has to buy the rounds.
You would be, for sure.
I would be the round buyer. He only picks up the phone in an argument when he has to Google something to prove a point. See? See? I sounded
That's
like Scooby-Doo right there. So, he picked the phone. But when my point is proven wrong by Google, I have to pay the round, and then I feel like a dickhead. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
mm-hmm. Well, you know what? What's going to happen when they're imprinted and implanted in us? When you just think about it.
I think that's where you go from a flip phone to a smartphone. You go from a smartphone to the chip.
The chip.
I mean, come on.
That's the next evolution. Mm-hmm. I read about a thing today called Googleheimer's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's like Alzheimer's, Googleheimer's.
Uh-huh. It's when you don't remember anything?
No. That's what I thought at first when I read the word Googleheimer's. I thought, oh, it's making us forget stuff. But that's not the case. Googleheimer's is when you think of something that you want to Google, but by the time you get to your phone or your computer, you have forgotten what it is you want to Google because you're on Facebook.
Oh.
Because I feel like our brains and our hands and our everything are trained now. When you open your phone, you just go right to
Facebook or
Instagram or wherever your preferred first jammer is.
Right.
And you forget what it is. So it's called Googleheimer's. So let's not get Googleheimer's.
Right.
Yeah. When you're implanted and show me porn on the go. Okay, I gotcha.
Oh, that'd be funny. When you get hacked, you're going to get hacked big time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, scramble your brain.
Yep.
I can't stop touching my junk.
I can't stop. I can't stop. This is not... I'm not meaning to do this in public. This is someone else controlling me. Don't look at me.
Video
okay, look at
playing.
Me. No, look at me. Look at me. You just wake up. And your phone's watching porn. And you're whacking off.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, my stupid phone.
It's not my phone. It's my phone. Now that would be weird.
Right.
That's some Black Mirror shit right
there.
Who knows what's possible in the future?
Right.
With the advancements of modern science.
Yeah, you could live to be like
120 years old. Mm-hmm. Get a monkey heart. We're going to get you robot legs.
Yeah.
You're going to run and jump so high. I'm going to ride on your back. A little papoose.
Yeah?
I don't think the papoose went on the front. But I'll backpack. A little man pack.
Huh.
I'll be your little man pack. And I'll be on your back. We'll just run up and down the street. Well, you will. I'll ride all the... Because you'll have the robot legs.
Wow. Yeah.
This will be great.
It sounds fun.
You'll love it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
You'll have robot legs.
Then I'll have a Sean on my back.
You already do. You already do.
Whatever.
Oh, fun. DP's in the house. I forget who DP is, but I like her.
I feel like that's what you said last time.
I feel like it is. Yep, that's right. MTJ.
Well, this has been a crazy couple of weeks.
Yeah. I'm sorry we've taken a few days off from the podcast. I know people were jonesing. They were like, hey, where's the podcast, bro?
Where'd you go?
What's happening?
Need to see it. We got to see you guys.
Yeah. See, and I got a notification. It's like, hey.
Oh, it's good.
There's a show going on.
So wake up. Get involved.
Right. Come on,
it was
people.
Good. It was a big push there for the last little minute.
Well, that's what happens when you're Santa's elf. You know, you work the hardest right before Christmas.
Right. Gosh dang it. Gotta be a goddamn elf. I love it. I do. I do love it. I love it a lot. It's pretty fun. But now it's over. Now I gotta do something else. I'm gonna do something amazing.
Well, now it's all about Valentine's Day.
Oh, we should have a flamingo party.
I know. That's what I said.
That'd be fun. Have people over.
I agree.
Everyone does love a little DP.
That's right. Down to party.
That's right. Down to party.
The two is assumed. A pink party. Exactly. Yeah, that kind of goes with what Hassie's saying, too.
That's funny.
Steel Panther, shut up! Sweet. That would be sweet. Steel Panther. You don't know who Steel Panther is, do you?
No.
No? Oh, wow.
Do you?
Yeah,
who
I do.
Who is it?
It's a rock band.
A rock band?
Yeah, they're freaking like a rock opera band.
Oh, you love rock operas.
I do love rock operas.
You love them.
So that guy wanted me to start that band with him, and he wanted to do heavy metals, and he wanted to call it Velvet Lion in an offshoot of Steel Panther. Oh, yeah. Death to all but metal. Here we go.
Who is this now?
Steel Panther. Oh, it's just a video. They're doing this jump up here. Oh, the teacher's got the big boobs hanging down. Death to all the metal.
This is totally your kind of thing.
Yeah, look at the video. All the teachers. And...
You'd wear your white boots.
Hell yeah, I would. My eyeliner. Ooh, yeah. I'm down. Belfast. I got my passport, Hassie. Look at those little sluts. This is my jam. This is how I sing it, man. This is what I was gonna be, man.
That's funny.
Yeah. Get it.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I might have to download some little Steel Panther. Yeah. I might have a tape or two.
Hotel One Room, DP.
Yeah.
Who's getting the DP?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Feel like that? Yeah. Turn.
Am I the other D or the other P? We need to clarify.
We need to talk about
this. Our letters.
Yeah.
Sean they had some sweet ballads too.
When Sean cuts the grass, he listens to Queensryche.
Oh hell yeah! Hell yeah, I do. I love Operation Mindcrime. You just start from the beginning. Oh, it's Mother just... Mary. Yep.
That's funny. You're making me choke.
You love it.
Oh, my. Yeah. That's why you listen
to know what? Like, no, I think the passion and the level of sexuality that's insinuated in heavy metal, long hair, rock and roll, just it's undeniable. It's hard to resist when a guy like me, you know, has that. Just I exude that heavy metal, long hair, sexuality, eyeliner, give it to you in my leather pants. It's hard for you to resist that kind of shit.
You are right.
You know?
You're so irresistible. You know,
I get it. I get it.
Man.
I can't turn that shit down.
Yeah.
You can't. You just can't. Because
I feel like I'm really glad I met you naked.
It's probably best. It's probably best.
Oh.
You're always going to be a hoe, baby. Love song.
I love you, whore. I kissed your mouth
and tasted Sancho's dick. Sancho's dick.
I saw your neck. Okay, I like him more now. My grandpa's arm.
Beautiful.
That might be your new favorite band.
Oh, I love that band. What are we looking at? Asian
Hooker.
It's Asian Hookah.
Oh.
Oh, Asian Hooker. I spell it wrong. Yeah, I might have to get me into some. Smells like sushi. Smells like sushi. Asian. It's Asian degrading women. I love it. This is a real Spinal Tap. This is a real Spinal Tap. The damn.
Suck it, fuck it.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Tastes like sushi. Holy crap, Patsy. I'm in. I don't care if I'm the D or the P. I'm there, buddy. In Belfast. That sounds awesome.
Absolutely.
Bunch of oversexed, sweaty dudes in leather coats
with
jumping
long
around.
Hair.
Smells like pussy! Sushi.
Sushi.
Sushi. What's up, Mike?
Oh, my God.
You came in a weird place, bro.
Hi, Mary.
You just finished Prime Rib. That sounds like a Steel Panther song.
That is awesome.
Wow. That was impressive. I feel like that was a really good moment. And I'm going to just send us home, I think, with a little poontang boomerang.
What? What?
You know? You can't make this stuff up. I wish that I would have named a song in my life Poontang Boomerang.
Oh.
And their videos are elaborate.
They are.
Like a a story like, hey, baby. Oh, what's up, kitty?
There's like a naked girl in there.
Yep. Oh, come on. Get out of here. Wow, it's a real... There's a dildo on the window. Weird. What the hell?
This is what your band would have been like.
It should have been like this. Ooh. Boomerang Wang. Don't get Boomerang Wang. Go for the Boomerang Poontang, boys.
Don't get Boomerang Wang.
There you go. Steel Panther. Put that on your playlist, bitches.
Check it out.
Wow.
Watch the videos at least.
The videos are great.
They're entertaining.
They're better than the rat videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's Whitesnake.
Yeah.
I mean, Tawny Kitaen, she had it going on,
yeah,
but she didn't have no Poontang.
Boomerang.
Oh, live.
I love it.
I love it. They're still doing a lot of stuff. They're busy. Awesome. They're
going to
be in Belfast.
Yeah.
Honey, I might go with my friend.
All right.
It's
go
Belfast.
On.
Get
go
some Poontang Boomerang.
I thought cherry pie, too.
Randy just said it. What did he say? Warrant. Oh yeah. Oh, it's hairbound. It's hairband Thursday.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's only 17. Come on. Oh, that was Winger.
Winger. Not even Warrant. You don't even know
Warrant,
your
man.
Hair bands.
They killed it. Warrant was the. Was one of the premier bands of its time.
Oh, you don't even know who they are.
Yeah, I do.
Who are
and
they?
You'll recognize it because.
What's their name?
Their name is Warren. Don't look, Danielle. Don't tell her the name. She heard me practicing this song all over. Here we go. Dirty.
She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make a grown man cry. Sweet cherry pie.
Woo, it is Hairband Thursday. Welcome to Hairband Thursday. What's your hairband request? Send them in right now. I'm on the hairband train.
Woo! And it is Harry.
Sing it to the right. Oh, little white snake. There we go. This song, the last band I was in, we were actually was in the playlist. So busy bitching. Yeah, he mixed up the batter and she licked the bitter.
Yeah,
the beater. Yeah. Tastes so good. Sweet cherry pie. There were 17 girls at the last Steel Panther show.
Only 17?
Well, yeah.
Or 17-year-old girls.
Doesn't matter.
I think it might.
Yeah, it might. No, yeah. No, 17 girls. He said that they got all the girls up on stage at one point and jammed out with the chickies.
Thank you, guys. We love laughing with you guys.
Yeah, that's because we love 80s rock bands.
Oh, my God.
We're doing the 80s rock band request hour. What do you want to hear? If it had long hair and eyeliner, I want to play it for you. My name's Sean Swallow. Let's bring it right in with Here I Go Again.
Oh, my God.
From 1987, Whitesnake. The ballad that made all the ladies squishy and all the men feel bad about themselves. But I sure know where I've
been. Oh, my God.
This is my jam right here.
This just became the Sean Show.
From sales, song from yesterday.
It's why I live with people.
Made up my mind. Man, I always wanted to sing like this guy. What was his name? David Coverfield. No.
Yeah. David Copperfield?
Not Copperfield. I wanted to say cover. I forget his name, but I wanted to sing like him. Oh, she wants to jump on a car. Get on there, classy.
Ooh,
you get on the top of that.
Spin your hair around.
If you've got a Jaguar in your garage right now, why don't you go get on there? You get yourself in that white silk robe.
White dress.
What I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a real seductive deep man.
I pray you give me strength to carry on. Baby, here we go. I know what I need. Do you know what I need?
I know what's happening.
I need to walk along the lonely streets. Oh, baby, here we go. Here we go. Because here I am again on my own. Walking down the only road I've ever known. All right, what else you guys want to hear? The hair band. Think Danielle had a request.
Oh, my God.
How fun. Oh, look, yeah, you get it, Hasse. Here we go. We're again. Me and Hasse are pals now. We're sharing a hotel room. Yeah, we got some Ireland 17-year-olds coming over, I guess. Oh, they'll be fine. They'll be redheads. That'll be good. Randy says, damn, Sean should come over and sing to me. I think Randy wants me to come serenade him. I know just the song, though. Just to go over and to serenade him.
What?
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is the best song in the world.
What is it?
This one's hot. This one's got the quintessential guitar intro to the love song so that you know exactly what you're getting, okay? I should learn this little intro. It's gorgeous. This is great. Listen to it.
So you say that it's over.
This guy. Do you know who it is?
No.
What?
It's gonna take a little time. As we show them
this is a great recommendation. I don't know who suggested this one. Danielle. You should recognize this part. Nope.
Yeah, I know. I'm just watching.
Oh,
you.
Yeah. All right, what was your famous role? Oh, I know what
None.
You liked.
No.
No, I know what you liked.
I know.
How fun. See, you know, it's the hair bands. It's coming back.
You know
I think rap is waning.
Coming back.
Waning
a
rap.
Kid came into work today with a perm.
Yeah. Yes.
So the 80s are amongst us. Right?
Yes, they are. They're coming back.
And he thought it was good.
Uh-huh. You know, his mom is the one who gave him the perm. She thinks it's good. He don't think it's
he
good.
He was bouncing around like he's pretty proud of it.
Hey, listen, if I remember correctly, you had a pretty nice perm in that picture we sent out.
Yeah.
This is by request. Multiple requests, to be honest. Oh, we've got some Tom Petty. Look at they're just streaming in. Let's let this one play. This was also in the band's. This was in our playlist. This is one of my go to, though, for karaoke. Mm-hmm. I like doing this one at karaoke because I can nail this one.
You're the only one.
But I think I played this song in the very first band I was ever in when I was 16. This song. Don't mention perms, Hassie said. He still has one. Oh, no. He has curly hair. And from a lot of my youth, I was affectionately known as, oh, Big Perm.
Oh, yeah.
Is it red, too? Did you have the big red perm?
I have curly hair.
Yeah. Shayna's got beautiful curly hair. Men without hats, safety dance. Yeah, Bronco. Here we go. Everybody together.
Motorhead.
Come on.
What's your price for flight?
What's this movie? What movie do they play this for?
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what movie this is from.
Yeah. Yeah.
What movie? Superstar. Yes, yes. Superstar.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Jason.
Thank you.
Jason nailed it.
I love it.
He's got a black Jufro.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love it. I have a big, I have a great big ginger bush. I do. Everyone in my family is redheaded except for me and my wiener. Unfortunately, it also got the red head.
The red headed end of the stick. That's right.
That's funny, huh? Well, everyone in, did you have a wonderful Christmas? Did you get what you wanted for Christmas? I'm excited about the. I'm excited for Christmas. I'm excited for what I was able to get you for Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
Because you finally allowed me to get you something.
I'm not a good gift receiver.
You are not. And so for you to be like, yes, get me that, I was like, yes. Oh, yeah, I'm a fire crotch. Thanks. Thanks, man.
He has to keep that shit shaved.
I'm a snow-capped red mountain.
It is filling in nicely with the white. I will agree with that. Danielle, red snapper over here.
Oh, which is better?
The burning bush.
The red snapper.
That's funny.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
Well, I got a perm on purpose once to when I was a kid, when perms were hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought every guy that wanted to get the girls should have a perm.
Huh. Wow. I don't remember that.
No?
No, I don't think I got that memo.
You know what the deal is because I'm older than you. So maybe that's why, because I'm older.
No. A perm was forced upon me too. And ever since I have had curly hair. So
yeah.
I remember the era. I don't think it was a desired thing.
Just because no one asked. And this is my favorite band. Out on the streets. Little Rat.
Uh-huh.
Rat and a Twisted Sister.
I like Twisted Sister.
No one brought that up. I wanted to do Twisted Sister in the band. They wouldn't do it.
Uh-uh.
I wouldn't address like Dee Snider.
Why?
I don't know. Let's see. Hassie says he told his goddaughter that he got her an iPad for Christmas, but I gave her a Band-Aid. Branded iPad, a rebranded iPad, and she got an iWatch at the end of the day, so I'm not a complete asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. Good job there. I got my children nothing, and they're my actual children. Well, that's not true.
Right.
We didn't charge them for their insurance on their cars this month. Mm-hmm. We went ahead and paid that, and their phone bill.
Yeah.
So basically, we got them like a $200 gift.
Yeah.
So,
it's great.
Yeah.
It's absolutely.
So you
great.
Are an asshole. Now that I think about it. Why don't you pay your car insurance?
No, don't.
No, don't. Don't set the precedence. Oh, little
poodle
little
perm. Perm.
I remember that perm.
Uh-huh.
I remember that.
Perms. Damn perms.
What? Why? You
they
think
smell
they'll
so
be back?
Bad.
They will
They're
be back.
They're coming back.
I know, but they'll
Some
be back
people
harder.
People never gave up on them.
What's up, Scooby Dooby? Yeah.
Some people never gave up on them.
You think that the people walking around still
get
perms?
But does that mean if the perm is coming back, the super bush is coming back?
The super bush, like big
pew bush.
Oh, no, I think that the bush might be
so
coming
big,
back.
It pushes your panties
I think
out,
it might
makes
be coming
you look
back.
Like you got a fupa.
So now, Amanda, that's Amanda, right? AMAC, that's Amanda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amanda.
She says she's been under a rock for the last 25 years or so because she doesn't even know what a perm is.
Oh.
Or she's 13.
It's like pubic hair on your head.
It is. It's the, oh man, I remember the little curler things they used on me were the size of a pencil.
Yeah. No. Some could be smaller.
Really? Well, the ones they used on me, and my hair was really long at the time. And so I had like the fucking Kenny G.
You're so
no,
gay.
I had the Weird Al Yankovic perm.
Yeah.
I did.
The little tiny one.
Because I'm
Weird Al.
Come
nah,
on.
Kenny, you're, that's so gay.
Another one. Ride the bus. Yeah. I was. And I would flip it. Kenny G style.
Where are these pictures of this?
No one ever took pictures of me.
Perm.
I have no photos
this
of me.
This perm that you dream of.
I have
and wish
no.
You had
I will
again.
Draw you a photo. I don't wish I had a perm.
Yes, you do.
It's like a fluffy mullet. That's what a perm
you
is.
You ask for one all the time.
Well, I do. In eighth grade, Danielle, her hair was down past her bra strap, and then she got a perm, and it looked like it was just a. A thing on the top of her head.
A little bouffant.
Yeah, she had a bouffant.
Absolutely.
A perm mullet. Exactly. She had a perm mullet. A perm mullet.
It did smell awful. Awful.
It smelled
burned your freaking
awful.
Eyes and your nose and your head.
Yeah, it smelled
awful. Your mom
awful.
Made you sit there and get it because she was practicing.
Yeah, I don't have photographs. You know, my mom had photographs of a lot of things, but she lost them. And so there's no proof that I was ever actually a child. I'm a lot like
you
Jesus.
You're like an alien.
Yep. You know what? There's some pictures of me as a baby and then no photographs of me until I'm 15. So I have a gap in time there. So between when I was like 7 or 8, I existed. And then after that, I was just like a – you know like when your TV would go to fuzz?
Like you on the porn that. Channel and you
well,
try
yeah,
to make
like,
out what they're doing?
Yeah, or after the national anthem would end.
Oh, right.
And it would go to
right.
That's yep. How I walked around in the shape of a human, but just fuzz, full cool. of fuzz. And then when I was 15, I decided I was a heavy metal singer. And so in between there, I was just Fuzz Man. And then I became Sean. And then fuck. But that's a different time.
Right.
But he was fuzzy as well.
That's a story for it.
Yeah. So
time.
There's no, you can't photograph Fuzz Man. So there's no photographs of me as a 11 or 12 year old.
So this perm could have just been a figment
a dream.
Of your imagination.
It would have been something they implanted me on the ship.
Oh,
that memory
yeah.
that was given to me during
when they
the,
were probing you.
Yeah. During the procedures.
The anal probe.
Yeah. They're in that window of fuzz.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. See.
You've been listening to too many conspiracy theory podcasts.
No. I'm really to start to have some memory realization and understanding of my fuzz. Okay. So didn't have an interest in doing hair, so she wasn't a perm girl.
No, good for you.
Perm.
You didn't
permy.
Miss
wasn't a perm. Fuzzman, Mothman, cousin. Yes, it's called the Perm Man Chronicles. Put a mullet wig on that. What I think that I should do, though, is grow back some, like, because my hair's getting long right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what if I let it go? Why would you say that to me, Josh? Josh, that's frightening. Now Danielle's at our front door. She's at our – Danielle's coming to our front door. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I guess we're complaining about our hair. And poor Troy. He's over here. Looks like he's suffering from alopecia. That's not nice. You know, having all this hair is such a drag. I'm sorry. Troy.
That's funny. We'll keep going to the door.
All right. Shayna's going to the door because I'm not. So if there's Mothman out there. Here we go. You know what's fun is people have been leaving us things on our front door. Jason left us an incredibly cool gift. I got a little Christmas ornament that's a little camper trailer with our name on it. It says The Swallows. That is very cool.
Why didn't
you come in? When did this just happen? Did he come to our house?
Yeah. The door was unlocked.
The door was unlocked. How long ago
Josh?
Did he... What in the hell, you weirdo? Why wouldn't you have come in? Come back. Josh, come back. Oh. Oh, what is that? What is
Energizing
it?
Sativa.
Energizing sativa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, vegan and gluten-free.
Well, what is it?
Fruit juice gummies. Oh, they're watermelon lemonade. You can't have any.
I like watermelon.
No,
Let me have one.
You don't like watermelon.
20 minutes ago, we were sitting here recording, you nerd. Why didn't you come
in? Who's
in
the bottle? Fun game.
What?
Oh, hey, no, this is this is for me.
Oh, it's all for Shayna. Yeah. Josh, this is all for Shayna.
I'm going to find someone to play the spin the bottle with.
Okay.
That's you.
I'm into watching the
Comes
Lou,
with
dog.
A bottle in there.
How are we going to get to DP if somebody doesn't watch?
Wait, I think we need
He
both.
Said it. You mean he said 20 minutes ago he was just here?
Yeah.
What the hell? Why wouldn't you knock? Why wouldn't you people tell us he was in our house?
Okay, this is
What
for
is
you.
That?
This one's for you.
This gift here part
yeah.
for me.
I get the gummies and the spin the bottle, and you get the T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Are you ready?
Oh, I can't wear that.
Really?
It says, I'm not, in giant letters, gay. But $20 is $20. I can't wear that. Where can I wear that? Would that be offensive? Because it's on the mark.
I love it.
He said he knocked on the window and we were lost in song.
Oh, because you were jamming out. We had our headphones on.
Son of a bitch.
You should have just tried the
yeah,
door.
Yeah, what in the hell? Or text?
Just try the door. You don't know what
anyone?
You might walk in on, but you try the door anyways.
Oh, man.
Josh, we love you. Thank you.
That is so sweet,
so
man.
So great.
God. Now, you did text. Shayna, where's your phone?
I don't know. This is what was happening. Oh, my phone's on silence.
Oh, you didn't text me.
My phone has been on silence for 3 weeks. It has been, because I can't.
Oh, sorry. It must have been during the Steel Panther.
I wish you guys would have tried
the no-show Hojo. Uh-huh. What was that song called? Yeah, it must have been the Steel Panther.
Danielle's
Come on, Danielle,
over.
Get your ass over here. We're actually doing shots.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Danielle.
Oh, and he had a 20 for me to wear the shirt. All right, come back and I'll do it for 10.
To wear the shirt. Wink, wink.
Party at the Swallows house, always.
Woo-hoo.
Damn, I missed my opportunity.
Yeah, tomorrow for sure.
Shoot, I could have made $20.
A hustler is a hustler.
That's right.
That is funny.
Hey, Danielle, come over and get your Christmas card.
Yeah, right?
Since for some reason... Now, some people got their cards today.
A lot of people did.
I know Lucy got her card today.
Yeah.
And someone else messaged that they got their card today. So it's like they're running late.
Yeah, they're getting out there. It's weird, right? Some people got them right away.
How?
But they all live in the same kind of area. It's weird.
How is it that the post office service can get a package before Christmas, but my letter didn't make it?
No. You didn't pay enough for it to get there early.
I put the forever stamp. I paid forever. I paid forever. You don't need no bra. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't need a bra.
There was a time in my life that I did need a bra. Yeah. What's up, Gopi?
I love it.
I did feel out of the loop this week.
Me too. Absolutely. All week.
Why?
I worked so incredibly hard.
Well, I fell out of the loop because we missed Saturday Night Live.
What?
Yeah, because we missed...
Never watched Saturday Night
I know
Night
we
Live.
Never watched Saturday Night Live, but it was a monumental Saturday Night Live when... what's up, Edgar? Eddie Murphy returned, and he did all his old characters.
I had no idea.
He did Buckwheat, and he did Mr.
Where did you even know this from?
Because I work in the news, and when I went to work on Monday morning, the news, Channel 31, covered it.
Oh, I never watched TV.
Yeah. Well, obviously, neither do I. That's late, though. For me, even a Saturday night, 10:30
is... We have
to work
on Sunday.
And well, I work at noon on Sunday, so I can stay up and watch the damn Saturday Night Live. But I wasn't even on my radar that Eddie Murphy was going to be on there.
I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore.
All kinds of stuff.
Because it's just all about political shit, and it's not funny. So I don't ever watch it. What?
Apparently, when I get to Ireland, I need a shirt that says I'm not gay, but 18 weird symbol. Is 18 weird
Maybe
symbol.
18 pounds.
Is it pounds? I don't know. I don't know if they use pounds. I don't know. Can I just? I think a dollar's a dollar. Don't you got 20 bucks?
Why am I getting
Gopi
short
is
changed?
In India. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I feel like 18's less than 20, bro.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe I want 30.
Up.
Maybe I want 30 euros then.
Yeah.
Because 18 sounds less than 20. So that's the symbol for euros. I didn't know. I'm sorry. There will be a pounding. Euros. That's fun. Let's go somewhere where we can use euros. I'm going to Ireland to share a hotel room with a guy who drives a truck and wears a vest.
And you're going to get a
and
pounding.
And he's got a Jufro.
Yeah.
Which means...
You're getting a pounding from a Jufro?
No. I think I could take him. Why pay 20 when you can do it for 18? You know what? You got me. You got me on that one.
I don't know how to take that. I think I can take him.
And some DP. What?
I don't know how to take it. I think I can take him.
No, like I had to wrestle him in a feat of strength.
Him.
No, not
it
like
goes
take
both ways.
Wow, yeah. Gutter bomb.
You said it, not me. You said I think I can take him.
No, like if I had to, like if we was a wrestle, if we were wrestling. Uh-huh. I'm a good wrestler.
It's gonna look like wrestling. Does it look like wrestling, Josh? I think it looks like wrestling.
No, it's not wrestling. It's wrestling, he says.
Yeah, because it's in the assling.
Why is everyone telling me not to fight it? Stop it. Who the hell's side are you on? Mine or Hassie's? What the what? Jay Zizzle. That's right. The Z Clan's in here, and she's trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And here's another one. Don't fight it. Let's all just relax, okay?
Oh, my God. How do we go to from fucking hair bands to John Denver? Wow. This does not make you look innocent, okay?
Oh, sorry.
Wow, Sean.
I'm sorry.
There's something that's been revealed today.
Oh,
I love it. You'll do anything for a good hairband.
I am not. I don't know what you're talking about at all.
Well, I'm glad I didn't pay $20, so I'll say that. I. What are you doing?
A little Barbara Streisand.
No. You're searching. I don't no, even I just, know. What
I'm
you're
feeling
doing
fun.
Now.
I got the whole internet at my fingertips.
Duh. Get off your phone. My God. We all do. But you know what we're doing? Engaging with you.
I'm engaging with everyone.
So get off your phone.
I'm off. Just for the record, I'm not gay. That's what Hassie wants to know.
Good. It's neither is Sean.
I'm not going to finish reading the rest of your comment. I feel like the comma should have been a period.
Instead of exclamation mark, yeah, exclamation mark.
Yeah.
Okay, just the tip. Just to see how it feels.
Except the word except. Barbara Streisand for the gay.
Yeah, exactly.
I got eaten and cheating.
You took it there.
This could be kind of gay if you think about it. It's a little homoerotic.
All hair band songs are kind of gay.
Because they got those big packages. Like,
it was just a sock.
It's always just a sock.
It honey. Is. Or it's all ball sack.
Big packages don't last.
There ain't no dick in there. It's once, all the sack.
Yeah, once it gets cold inside, it's all over.
It just crawls up inside like a little turtle, goes to sleep.
All right, so now Edgar's saying that we should get on Netflix and watch the show called Don't Fuck with Cats. I have seen it.
I saw that just the other
day. I have seen it on Netflix, but I think it's going to be just a show of a bunch of videos of cats knocking stuff off the dresser. So I've been hesitant to watch. But he says it's incredible. It's 3-episode series, and it's incredible. Hmm. Oh, eating ain't cheating. That's what Hassie said. That's it. That's just Bill Clinton foreplay. Perfect timing. Look at that.
Oh my God.
I'm just munching, baby.
I'm going to be honest. I like Hassie's band better.
I like this band a lot, Steel Panther. I've heard of Steel Panther, and I've heard some of their stuff, but it's different than what I thought it was.
Than what I thought it was.
And eating ain't cheating. And it's screaming guitars. I love it. Playing like a Jackson or freaking Ibanez or something. No, I could tell. That's not a Strat. That ain't no Gibson. It's too high, too screamy. Too much treble. But I love it. That's an Ibanez.
But I love it.
Yeah, that's an Ibanez, maybe. Listen to it. That's some Steve Vai shit right there. I love it. That's awesome. They kind of look exactly like Stryper. They almost sound like Stryper. They are the complete opposite of the Christian band. I loved Stryper. I saw Stryper when I was a kid.
Okay.
You never saw Stryper?
Listen, I'm busy. I'm not even listening to you anymore. I tuned you out on Eatin' Ain't Cheatin'. Right? Started doing my own thing over here. Just turned you and Hassie right out.
Me and Hassie. Right? That's getting it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, here we go. What's this called? Soldier Under Command. Yeah, soldiers. Let's see what we can get. Our Striper, Strippers. No, you said Strippers, not Strippers. Striper, the band. Striper, S-T-R-Y-P-E-R. I kind of forgot there for a second. We're not ashamed to stand up for this is Jesus rock.
Jesus rock.
Yep.
Jesus! Oh my God!
Jesus! They have that striped out black and yellow van.
Sean Swallow Radio tonight.
We're just having a good time listening to the meals. Like a little Striper there for you.
Yeah, we are.
If you've had enough of Intang in your poontang. Here's a little Striper. Put some Jesus in your sin hole.
I made you laugh. You're cracking yourself up over here.
Put some Jesus in your sin hole.
You know that's where he likes to be. You're funny. Yeah. Okay. Oh my God! Okay, stop. Stop.
Okay. Sorry.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop. You're not stopping. Okay, come on. Bring it down.
Here we go.
What the hell is this?
I want to thank you for the love. that you spread over me. I'll be singing about you on a next CD. You won't have to wonder if you're coffee tea. You'll be screaming my name when you
stop.
Sit down to pee.
You're ahead. Oh my god! Oh, you motherfuckers! That was...
whoa, whoa. So come on, pretty baby, suck my balls all night.
Yes!
I'm hopped up on Cialis and you're high as a cat. I know it tastes infected, but I think it's all right. Come on, pretty baby, suck my balls all night.
Yeah.
Around the world, there's 100 million.
No, it tastes infected, but I think it's all right.
Begging for nuts to chew.
Begging for nuts to chew. we don't have dabs, Karina. I don't even have a rig. My kid took it when he moved out.
It was his.
Pot shop, Steve Burke. No, no, we're just really experiencing a little Steel Panther tonight.
Your daddy's looking for me and he's ready to fight. The driver says we're leaving come morning light. Oh, come on, pretty baby, suck my balls all night. Come on, pretty baby, suck my balls all night.
This song.
I know it tastes infected, but I think it's all right. Come on, pretty baby, suck my balls all night.
Oh, Hassie. Thank you, Hassie.
This is so great.
The driver says we'll leave.
Oh, this is my... this is my playlist. This
your became new favorite my, thing.
We're just, you've just heard our new intro. It's a ball sucking ballad. That's exactly right. And now a ball sucking ballad for all you ladies.
I need to get a little more balls in your life.
Yeah. If you're feeling bad about yourself, this song's going to make you feel good. Here's ball sucking ballad.
As long as you don't taste infected, I think you'll be all right.
Oh, and for the guys. This one's for the men. This is for the ladies and the fellas.
And the guys. I love balls, though. I really do.
Well, I like mine. Oh, I'm going on a Steel Panther binge. I'm telling you right now, I'm going from balls, stuck my balls to stripper girl to...
Come in!
Hello!
Oh, hey!
Oh, my God. Danielle came over! You're crazy. She brought a glass of wine and her kid. Who else you got with you?
I told them it was illegal to drive with a woman with wine.
Did you drive?
Yes,
yep.
You did.
Yeah, you got your permit.
Job.
That's okay, right?
Yes.
Yes!
And he doesn't care, so if you cuss, you say fuck, whatever, it's fine.
Oh, my. What's in your glass there?
Wine.
Wine?
That's what she already said.
What kind of wine? Yes, Hassie, we are.
$5.99.
Tell him to pull up a chair.
Pull up my chair.
Go. No, not your chair. I'll pull up your chair. Pull up my chair.
I got my ring glasses. Come
on. Oh, that's funny. You're wearing ring glasses?
Yeah, I wear them. I have to get them from Amazon.
What? Oh.
0.75.
Oh, I got you. I thought
ring.
They were... Yeah.
Not ring.
Yeah, I thought they were like those snap glasses where you were wearing in your...
What are those?
Well, like Snapchat had the glasses and you could wear them and they had the camera.
He thought you meant ring, doorbell, ring glasses.
Yeah, like the doorbell.
Samson. Not reading glasses.
Son, sit down.
He found his phone.
Hands. He did.
I pay for that. There's chairs everywhere.
Well, Danielle is here. She decided not to call in. She just showed up.
This is
what happens when you send people Christmas cards with your address on.
Hey, listen. This is what Josh and Johnny should have done.
Josh should have been here.
That's Jen's.
Oh, that's not your card. Your card never came back to us, so it must just be... I bet a mailman took it. He saw our photo.
Randy pissed off the mailman.
Did
you read that?
No.
Randy pissed him off because he said, "Don't walk on my fucking lawn."
Oh,
listen,
yeah.
Don't walk.
So they knew that you were going to be like half naked in the picture. So they.
Do you think the male people knew
that Shayna was sending me
we
a card.
We were completely naked in the picture.
Well, that's it's not even you.
What's up, Jason?
I know, everybody thinks it is.
Jason's with us on the line.
Hello.
Are you on your headphones? I can hear an echo.
I can't hear nothing.
Oh, well, you don't have headphones. What the hell? You just popped in.
I know. I told you I was coming over, and Randy was like, what the fuck?
There you go. No, you take off.
He was like, you're going to be so...
Hey, I hear you. We hear you, Jason. There you go, buddy. What's up? Welcome. Now we got Jason on the phone. We got Danielle. And then I still hear a little bit of an echo, but we think we can deal with it. We have watched... Now, listen, Hassie, we have watched all the videos to the Steel Panther at the same time as we've listened to their badass Suck My Ball song. And they are freaking... the videos are just as good as the songs. Jason, did you like the Suck My Ball song?
I loved it.
It was like, that's my new ballad. Say hi to Danielle.
I love sucking balls.
I know.
Hello, Danielle.
You don't? Okay.
I've heard that about you.
We know you like sucking balls.
Oh.
You can sit down, buddy.
Having your balls suck.
Any chair you want to find. Danielle's son is here. He's just kind of awkwardly standing in the room playing a video game.
Me.
No, don't stand over us and play your game. Get a chair.
Get a chair.
You can sit next to us.
Stand away from us, son.
I'm just standing.
No, pull that chair up. Creeper, has your son always been creepy or is this a new thing?
He's the funniest shit ever. He is the best.
I'm just going to stand
here.
Grab that chair.
Wait, creepy.
Grab that chair.
It's not too far.
Grab that chair.
Standing's good for my legs.
It's not. Okay, well, that's my own fault. Jason?
Deep in.
Jason, yes. I have a question for you. Okay, you there? Jason.
One more time. He's echoing.
I don't know what his deal is.
He doesn't have headphones.
Listen.
Because that's why I came over.
Well, no, Jesse has got his headset.
I don't have headphones.
No, I got headphones.
All right. Oh, I hear you.
Have you been to, which one is it in Florida? Disneyland.
Speakers.
World. Disney World.
Disney World.
So you've been to Disney World?
By yourself?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So... My question is, I heard today that there is Disney
World. R2-D2?
No, there's like a whole second layer underneath that Disney.
Oh.
What? Like when
there is.
Yes, there is. When Walt Disney built the one in California, he felt like it was incomplete. So when he was building his one in Florida, he built it so that it had catacombs underneath it so that the players could get around. Have you ever been in them? I know you work for them.
I haven't yet, but they do a tour where you can go under those.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you should have been there
That's
already.
That's cool.
Slacking.
I thought you were a high
Disney
level.
Duties.
You were high level Disney.
Okay.
So really quick.
What's a YMCA?
Hassie, I'm going to play Butterpoon, even though there's a kid here.
You
because every song from Steel
Jewish
Panther
Fox,
that you have
says, Walter,
suggested has
Walter,
been great.
Spend a bottle, Walter, because he says I'm really mean when I'm...
So we're now playing Spin the Bottle.
Like an 8-year-old.
Whoa.
That's what he said.
Sorry.
Oh, there's Glory Hole.
Oh,
I feel like Jason's breathing
Poon
heavy.
Tank. Jason's... Somebody's breathing heavy.
I am.
Now, there are tunnels at DIA.
I would be if I'm licking balls.
Yeah, Dana, pretty much.
I believe there's a complete system of underground tunnels across this entire continent.
Yes, I believe.
From Washington to freaking New York,
highway.
Florida... Yep. To Floridia,
to gas stations
everywhere.
And
I think there. I yep. totally believe there's a complete underground highway in this country to move alien technology and Bigfoots.
Bigfoots.
I lost you on the Bigfoots. Danielle was with me until the Bigfoots.
That's
yeah.
Funny.
But what? It's okay, Sean. I love you. It's okay.
What?
So Sean, so I know you got Disney Plus. There's an episode called the Disney Imagineer Story that actually shows those tunnels that you can watch.
Okay, I've seen it.
You need to watch it.
Now, I do have Disney Plus. Thank you to Jason because he allowed me to kind of piggyback.
Take off his password.
Well, he did. He gave me one of his logins, and I appreciate that.
My sister, my daughter's, too.
My sister's login.
Yep, so we've got a sister borrowed login here.
My daughter's.
I kind of borrowed my sister's login, in a sense.
If you need Netflix, I will give you Netflix login.
Now, I have Netflix, but if you want to give me yours, I can stop paying for mine.
There you go. I will help you out.
And so, hello.
I don't know why he's doing that.
I know.
Okay. Casey, K-E, ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. What's up, CC? Yes, and I have enjoyed... There is a plural for Bigfoot. It's called Big Dick.
Big Feet. It's Big Feet.
I don't know.
Sansquatches.
No, Sansquatches. I also need to get caught up on Mandalorian. That's all I wanted to say.
Sansquatch.
Well, what do you like on Disney Plus? I watched Mulan. That was fun.
Oh, my God.
I love Mulan. I keep saying Mulan. I know, but I like Mulan.
Up your butt.
It's a Disney movie.
I like Lion King. Lion King is the best.
Oh, did you see the new one?
I took this kid, and he got so pissed.
I bought the tickets.
And what'd you think? Did you like it?
He cried. I sang the songs.
It's a must-see.
It's a must. The new one? I heard it was scary. The lions were scary.
If you're a pussy.
Oh, I'm not seeing it then.
You're not a pussy. Give me a break.
I didn't experience much because she kept singing, and it kind of threw off my
mojo. Oh, you're jamming his mojo.
Yeah, I gotta sing that.
You know what? You're a mom, and you've heard it 900 times.
I love that. That's the best ever. Aladdin, not so much.
My God.
What was Will Smith like?
Wait,
was he weird?
No,
Will Smith. Did you in the Aladdin? Did you see
Aladdin,
it?
Oh, fuck! I don't like Aladdin.
That's what she said.
It's like Arabian Nights. I don't like Arabian Nights.
No. Arabian Nights. Yeah. God, I know all those songs. Agni, li, ali, 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 ababa.
I don't like that. I don't like it.
I had to go through all of them with my niece. And then I had to go through them all again with your children. They're yours, right here. I can sing this.
Don't, though. Go pee.
His face, he's just like, I can't do it.
My God, Mom.
Right there. I love it.
I got you, Troy.
I had Simba.
You did?
Yeah, did you see the Aladdin? Did you see the new Aladdin, Troy?
I did not.
That's what he's talking about.
Will Smith.
Wait. Will Smith is the genie.
I'm not going into a new Aladdin.
Can you hear both Amber and I?
I don't know.
I can only hear you, Troy.
Hello, Amber.
Hi.
Oh, I hear you now.
Yeah.
Okay, we're trying to call you through our mixer.
Ooh,
shut up.
Super fancy now.
Now we got dual podcasting. It sounds like we're dual podcasting here at the same time.
This is totally.
All right, so
hey,
did you
see my message on you being gay and that I have proof that you are?
Oh. No, but let's talk about it later because we're talking about Will Smith. Here's Will Smith.
I had 1,000 tails. But master, you're in luck because up your sleeves you got a brand of magic never fails. You got power in your corner now. Heavy ammunition in your
It's the same song. It's just doing karaoke. But he's no Robin Williams.
He's got no character.
And I'll say, Mr. Man, what's your name? Whatever.
And he's black.
Your pleasure be.
I'm saying it. He's black.
I know, but
Aladdin
that's okay.
He's Arabian. He's not black.
Well, I think that you kind of... Maybe cancel your...
Okay. They're all
He's
brown.
Not blue. They're not blue in a rave.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, they are not. Yeah. But they're not black either.
You wish is your
He's African American.
Arabians
are
not African American. Okay,
you know what the difference
was? The difference was is that Robin Williams could do all those different... Voices and inflections.
Yes.
And so in all those places, he would add his own little character
to
each of those things, which is not... Will is doing a great job, but...
Oh, I thought that was really good, actually. It was better than I expected.
You know what I don't like is all the... What is it? CGI.
What is CGI? Yeah.
Computer...
Oh, graphic.
Yeah.
Imaging.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too much. It's too... Yep. Yeah. Like, because then it's like... I feel like you lose...
The realism.
The actor, right? Yeah. You lose them in it.
Robin Williams is king. Even Hassie says it, and he's from Ireland.
Yeah.
He knows.
He knows.
Across the pond.
Because if you're not from Ireland, you wouldn't know.
Well,
well, that's true.
Don't,
son.
Listen, don't be smart.
Okay, no, but don't it be really smart. Is. And I like envy this child at 16.
What do you think, Code? Amber, you guys, did you take your kids? You have small kids.
No, we didn't take the kids, but I watched it myself when we were on the plane.
And yeah, what did you? What did you think?
From Tulsa.
I like the movie, but it's not Robin Williams.
Right.
Ah.
It's just not.
See, it's like
watching.
Exactly.
Not the same.
It's like watching Sean Penn try and be Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's just, absolutely.
It's not going to work, man.
That, yeah, just, that would be horrible.
Jason, what about you?
Yes, he was Spicoli.
I liked it too, but definitely not Robin Williams.
Yeah, you liked it, but it's just different. So you got to go into it with a different mind frame, I guess. Because watching exactly. that video is the first time I've seen that performance, you know, that part of the movie. And I wasn't that bad. I liked Aladdin. But I,
yeah.
again, we had kids that were small during the time of Aladdin, Lion King, all that stuff. So you watch it so many times that you get kind of
tired of it.
Totally used to the reg, like Ghostbusters. You know what I mean? When the new Ghostbusters came out.
If you look at it, like he says, as a different. Who's that? Josie? Is that
yeah, Josie.
If you look at it as a different movie, it'd be a good movie without comparing it to the old
did,
movie.
Did you right. see the
that's
main
what you
actor?
Have to do with the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Because Ghostbusters with the girls was good.
Yeah.
If you didn't think about it as being Ghostbusters with the boys.
Right.
Yeah.
The main actor for Aladdin?
Yeah, he can't get a job anywhere else now, if you've seen that. He's been trying to get in other movies, and nobody will take him, even though that was a you know a blockbuster hit.
Oh, you know, that I get that. I could see that. I don't know who he is. Yeah.
It sucks when they get tied down to one movie that's a hit, and they're like, oh, I'm going to be great, I'm going to be amazing, and then nobody else will put him on a movie.
Right. I could see that. Then you're just that kid. You're just Aladdin.
Blacklisted.
You're just the Aladdin guy.
Right, like the guy who's who's played, what is it, Kylo
Ren? All of a sudden,
Ren.
You're Urkel.
Star Wars.
Urkel. You're Urkel, and that's
Listen,
it.
Listen, do not use Urkel as the
I
prime.
I water, too.
No, I don't want you to.
Hey, are we talking nerdy Urkel or the sexy Urkel when he took that potion?
No.
Same dude. All right.
That was the old. Okay, that's the old
drunk one with no glasses and nerdy one with
sober. Yeah, no
glasses.
He looked pretty good.
Totally. Yeah, all together.
That's funny.
Uh-huh. Urkel. That's who you pull out.
Who threw that out anyways?
I don't know. I would have gone with Mr. T. You know what I mean? Like Mr. T. You can only cast him as Mr. T. You just can't cast him in a love story.
Well, I almost think that The Rock would have been better.
The Rock? Yeah. No, because The Rock is versatile.
Well, he has many different characters, so
right.
he's good. He's
but
been
that's
good.
Just it. Aladdin boy
and
is
he's
Aladdin
already
boy.
Big. Oh, no, I'm talking for the genie.
Yep.
Aladdin oh, for the genie. Boy. You're yeah. recasting the genie
oh, the
already.
Genie. Of course.
Yeah. Aladdin boy. I don't know who that was, but yeah.
Poor Will Smith. Yeah, great job on all those other movies, asshole, but you're out. We're recasting Aladdin.
Wait, what was that movie with Will Smith and the German Shepherd? Day After?
Oh, Legend.
Legend.
Now that was a
I
great
am legend.
Movie. I am
like
legend.
Will Smith.
I am legend. That
I
right.
I like
Will Smith.
Him.
I like
Will Smith.
Legend.
Yeah, that's but, it.
I couldn't see that movie, the Concussion movie, because I can't watch people do accents.
Yeah, when you know they don't have one.
Do you know what I mean? Because I know Will Smith ain't got no accent, and so watching a movie
ain't
doing
got no.
him, watching him yeah, do it in an accent.
In the movie, I watched it, and it's bad.
Yeah, so I'd have a hard time doing it.
But I didn't hell, like your own legend. Accent. You
I didn't like that. I didn't like
it.
I
ain't got no.
I didn't like
I Am Legend. I really like. Oh, but that's a heavy-duty movie.
The new movie by William, no, Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
Gems, somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Gems, yeah, that looks kind of interesting.
It is.
He's all over the place.
But
now.
I like
Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
He's
like
comedy, he's been
he
drama,
is,
now
no,
he's trying to do action.
Like
he's
Emmy,
the, he's
Emmy
the,
Award
he's the
winning.
Zohan.
Emmy Award winning.
His balls
were
so big.
One.
Yeah,
wait,
right?
What? They are?
They were in the Zohan. The fizzy bubbly. I'll give you the fizzy bubbly.
Make you silky smooth.
Make you silky smooth, fizzy bubbly. Mary Poppins is a live show. What the hell are you talking about?
Wait, Mary's cool.
She shares. You shared it. Thank you very much for sharing that. I appreciate that. If everyone would share it, that would be great.
I do, share but I keep show. Like deleting your like your shit.
Why?
I post and shit, and then it's gone. And I'm like, it's gone.
I'm being censored by Facebook.
Yeah, I think so.
Are you?
I guess you know the man is after me. I don't.
Jail man, the shit's real.
I'm calling out the man on this conspiracy.
Hit yourself in the face with that mic.
He's the man's holding me down.
What man?
Hey, you know what I thought of, Troy?
Matt.
Giving you
the other day. Do you know why? Do you know what I heard on somewhere? I read it. I came up with this all by myself.
All right, here we go. Let's hear it.
You know why? You know why it's called Area 51?
Oh, why?
Ooh, no.
Because if you think about it, Area 51 is kind of completely isolated unto itself, accessible
to others.
So, in a sense, it's the 51st state.
Oh,
Area 51.
Now you read that, or you actually came up with that?
Nah, he made it up. It just occurred to me. It occurred to me one day.
Okay,
when I was reading the Bible, that maybe with the division of states as they did in Jerusalem, Jesus was talking about building the walls, and God was a prophetic.
I was at the liquor store tonight.
It makes sense in a way.
I totally am for it. I like your idea.
Yeah. What, Danielle? Go ahead.
Liquor store tonight.
You were at the liquor store
tonight. And I heard a clanking of bottles. Mm. And I was like, is anybody else in here? Mm-hmm. And he said, sometimes. And I go, those are spirits.
Well, it wasn't the liquor store.
In the liquor store.
I don't think he even got it, but that was okay.
I'm totally stealing that, Danielle.
I got it.
Thank you.
I got it.
I don't even think the guy got it, but I was like, I'm fucking badass because I said
that.
Yeah,
he's like, who's this crazy lady? Yeah. What the hell is she talking about?
She's buying a bottle of wine, doesn't even want a bag.
That is awesome.
That's how you know you're a professional. No thanks. I don't need to collect those anymore.
Just a corkscrew.
Yeah, right?
Nowadays, when people ask me if I want a bag, I say, no thanks, I have enough bags in my life.
Yeah.
Because I do. Yeah. I have totally enough bags in my life.
Me too.
You're like, no, this is for the ride home.
Yeah. No, I'll take a corkscrew.
Yeah. Please open it so I can start this party.
Yeah. No, that's why I buy the ones with the screw-off lids.
You buy the box too.
Yeah.
With the
they're far more
spout.
Convenient.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Who has a corkscrew anymore?
I do.
In their car.
Sound as fancy.
In their car.
In their car.
I mean, in their car.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
No, Shayna won't let me have any gummies, Josh. Thank you.
Because they're hers.
Yeah. Oh my God, they're gummy.
Oh,
they're not even unlocked yet.
I can taste the vegan.
Do not even go there with vegan.
I can taste it. You know what?
You don't want to taste the vegan.
I can tell they're gluten-free. I'm going to eat one more. But at least there's some fruit juice in there.
No, don't.
No, I'm going to eat a second one.
Eat them.
You didn't. You just peeled the top off. Sorry. He's like 10. He's had 10. He's had the whole package. Thank you, whoever brought those.
Gummies are amazing. What's up, 88-49-88-49-8?
Shit. I need my glasses.
We've been waiting all day for you to get here, number.
And he loved your last gummies, Josh.
I did. It's the one that, these are the ones that got him fucked up. The last gummies he brought me were pretty good, actually. Does your kid want a gummy? No.
No.
What the hell? Why would you want your kid to have a gummy?
I don't.
So they sleep.
No, look.
Not with these. These are gluten free.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all you had to say. This kid will have you anytime.
Oh, they're a gummy. Ooh. They're like a 10-sided die.
No, there's two stuck together.
Secretly. Look at that. You can't eat. You want one?
Are they vegan? They are vegan.
These are sativas.
His stepsister's vegan and does, what are those disruptions?
I don't know what that
at
is.
At the Whole Foods market in New Jersey.
Oh, they go in and do the, demonstrations, or what are they called?
Don't kill the meat. Yeah.
Don't kill the meat.
Don't kill it.
It's already dead.
Right. Wow.
They kill meat at Whole Foods?
Right in front of your eyes.
They do?
Oh, I usually have my spray down here.
You do have your spray where? All where do you put your spray, Troy?
Oh, you can hear that?
I can hear everything you guys are doing.
I thought this microphone, I had to be like right up
no,
on
it. No, okay. You forgot you were on a microphone.
The clink, clink.
Yeah, I hear everything.
Landon's in the freaking podcast room.
Yeah,
and,
we can hear the TV.
Way.
We can hear the TV in the back. We hear it all.
We don't have a TV on.
We don't. So. I don't hear TV.
I hear...
What are you hearing?
If you're hearing a porn, then yes, that is me.
A porn? A porn.
These gummies are sweet.
Stop with that.
What are you doing with your hands?
I'm trying to not touch you.
Wow. Thanks, Josh. These are awesome. Blue Kudu. Energizing sativa, vegan and gluten-free, and not ashamed to be. They're lemon, watermelon, lemonade, gummies, fruit juice, 25%.
Did you?
I like them.
How many calories?
Oh, calories. Let's look. Calories, sugars, 1 gram protein.
Sugar count.
Six.
Protein.
Six calories per gummy.
As long as there's protein,
you
good.
Can have six of them a day.
They're vegan. That's all that matters. There's you no protein. They're vegan.
I've allowed myself 36 extra calories a day, and I think I'll fill them up with these. Because 6 times 6 is 36.
Oh, right.
I remember that rhyme. And 8 times 8 fell on the floor, and when it got up, it was 64. That's right.
Good job, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basic math.
Yeah, what's going on, you guys? What are you talking about?
It's Jason and Mike.
Jason and Mike, what are you guys talking about? Are you guys watching porn that's not gay? What are you talking
about? Yeah, are you?
Mike's just looking at porn.
Just a general porn? That's of an alternative lifestyle. Hey,
just the top.
Just the top.
Balls licking.
Sis.
Ball licking?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a sis?
What was that song?
Balls.
I'm a sis. I'm all sissy. I mean, I'm a sis.
Sis male.
Look, I got. Oh, no, wait. I got a text here.
Of who?
Hey, Josh is coming by.
Oh, let's get Josh over here.
No,
come on.
A little late. Jason, what in the hell are you sending me?
I didn't know.
I am not. Listen, if you send me a link, I'm not clicking it. I just want you to know. Because it's.
Oh, that's not good. That's like spam.
That's spam.
You're trying to
Disney
get a virus.
Tunnels. I get it. I got
Disney
it.
Disney tunnels.
Yeah.
Jason's okay. Jason's not going to send you spam.
Well,
I don't know.
What?
It's the Disney tunnels.
Yep, yeah. Yeah, I got it.
Huh.
You know? That's fine. So, are you guys still there? Okay, good.
No, they're gone.
Good. They're gone. They're gone. What are you playing?
Clash of Clans.
Oh.
Were you expecting something better?
Yeah,
pretty much.
I think I kind of, I wanted you to be playing like Super Mario,
Cubert.
So now you're just Q-bert. Building gardens over there.
It's Clash of Clans,
but that's okay because he drove his mother over.
It's not just gardens,
and we are having fucking fun, right?
So much fun! It's Thursday.
Thursday.
It's a
and
little.
I waited all week for your podcast.
Oh.
I kept going every day, and I'm like, it's Christmas. They're busy.
Well, people get vacations.
I'm on vacation right now.
Yeah.
Till 6th.
Till 6th tomorrow?
Till the 6th of January.
Oh, that's nice. A whole nother week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is excellent.
Are you a teacher? Is that why?
No.
I work in the medical field.
Oh, because the schools are out till the 6th.
No, the medical field.
She works in a morgue.
I do not work in a fucking morgue.
There's no,
I work,
no
yeah,
build-up right now of dead people.
It's very quiet.
Pediatrics. But I was like, give me my fucking vacation, bitches.
I gotta get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tell everybody that. Use your vacation time. Use your sick time. If you get a lot of sick time build-up,
take it.
Take it.
Right? Just, that's what it's for.
Yes.
And, I'm guilty.
You're sick of that damn job. Take your freaking sick days.
Yeah, because
they won't pay you
the
for
Navy
those.
Is
no.
Here. So,
no, they
like,
will
I'm
not.
Spending time with a kid that's in the Navy.
Yep. Yep, he's
as
here.
As you should.
Yeah, but he says the Navy is a sham.
Oh.
What does that mean?
That means he probably wants to get out as soon as he
no,
can.
No, he should stay in.
That's what I say.
Yeah. Where the hell is my thing? Oh, I got it. I got
what
it.
Are
I,
you
got
doing?
It. I got it. I got it. I'm looking. I got a thing.
He's got a thing.
He never. He should organize better.
I should organize better.
But it's okay. But it's okay. You're good.
He does
what are
a
we
good
doing?
Job.
Listen.
He's getting there.
It's happy thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's happy thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy thoughts Thursday. It's happy thoughts Thursday. Happy, happy today. Cause it's happy thoughts Thursday.
Woo!
All right.
I'm going to wear my fuzzy slippers.
Yes.
Yes, you
everyone
should.
Needs to. It should just be a
I
basket.
Love fuzzy slippers.
Fuzzy slippers at the door.
There should be, you know, because fuzzy ropes. Slippers are just fun.
What is that?
I don't know. They're wrestling.
Oh,
somebody's wrestling.
Who's wrestling?
I think
happy
Troy and Amber. Are
what's
wrestling.
Your happy thought for Thursday?
You didn't notice the heavy breathing?
No, I didn't hear that. Do it again.
Well, between you and Jason, it's hard to tell.
It's hard to separate.
Do what's your happy thought? Tell me your happy
anyone,
thought.
Anyone, go.
That it is my weekend, actually.
Oh, you don't have to work?
Nice.
That's
nope,
very
I'm
nice.
Off Thursday, Friday, Saturdays.
Oh, that
beautiful.
Is nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm drinking a peanut butter whiskey, and it is the greatest thing on the planet.
I never had that.
Wow.
I never have either. A friend of ours
like
got
whiskey.
It for me the other day, and it
peanut
is
peanut butter.
Really? Peanut yes, butter whiskey. Now, I've had a peanut fan. Butter yeah. beer.
Ew.
But yep. I've never had a peanut butter whiskey.
Oh, it's so good. I'll bring it over next time I'm there.
Huh.
So good.
Well, you better get over here. Yeah, totally. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm happy for, obviously, the opposite of that. I'm happy that I'm working.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Even though yes. the job is a weird job, you know what I mean?
It
the,
is.
Well, the news job, it's different completely than radio. So it's like going from, you know, working in one job and then working a different
job. So kind of like pediatrics to...
Yeah, sure. Say some other word.
Geriatrics.
Working on a jury.
Geriatrics.
Exactly.
Old people. young people. Nerd.
Oh, that's
that?
Rude to people named Jerry. Geriatrics.
Well,
anyways, exactly. You know what I mean? It's just, it's different. So, but I'm thankful that I'm working. That's what I like.
Oh, yeah. That's very good.
Yeah.
That's very good. That's very good.
Yeah. What about
what else? What else?
Amber,
who else
what you
out
got?
There? What you got?
Go ahead, Amber. Throw it out there.
She's so,
I don't know what my happy thought Thursday
she's
is.
She's so happy she's pregnant.
Prego day?
Right. I mean, did you throw up today?
We're going to see the baby tomorrow, so yes. That'd be happy thought Friday.
Oh. You're having the baby tomorrow?
No, she's seeing the baby. Seeing it.
What time is the
appointment? An ultrasound.
It's in her bed.
Okay, what are you guys doing at 4:30?
Tomorrow?
Yes,
oh,
because
geez.
We
not
can
at your
send
ultrasound.
You a link to live stream it.
Oh,
well, send me the link. At least do that. I don't know.
We were already planning on.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, Shane and Uncle Sean have to see her too.
Oh, watch out! Watch out! Huh. Don't
gonna,
do
yeah,
that.
Send
I
link
love that.
Live stream. It's supposed to be like some high definition.
Oh, exciting!
That's called 3D.
3D.
But
oh, you work in pediatrics.
You're the pediatrics.
You're the baby lady.
Baby,
yeah, we'll take care of your baby
after.
Do you do water births?
No.
What?
No.
Why not?
It's like
pediatrics.
It's like me going in and decorating people's Christmas trees in their houses.
You decorated mine, but I'm telling you, and my kid loved it, but I'm telling you, it's not like they're going to get a hot tub.
I know. That's different than pediatrics.
That's your guys'?
No.
Obstreatrics. Whatever that fucking word is.
Thanks for asking, though.
When
Dina Jo, her happy thought is that she's alive. Mm. I like that.
Aw, good job.
I just had
Dina
a second
Joe.
Happy thought, and that's that Amber's not having her baby in our hot tub.
That's right. Blood and mucus. It will be
hey.
There if it was.
Why
you
got
you could have left the mucus.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm real. I don't have a filter. I'm pretty
you
real.
Took
no, my hot tub doesn't have a filter for that.
You got
to have a HIPAA filter or something.
For the blood and the mucus.
Well, there you go.
I'm telling you, that's what
so
it
I
is.
Know, let's talk about
what? La, 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 la. You guys are into that.
It's happy thoughts Thursday, and Danielle ruined it for me. It's happy thoughts Thursday,
with the mucus and the blood and the pee.
That is it. That's what
just not
it is.
Happy
We're happy!
Because it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
That was great.
Oh, my God.
This is fucking phenomenal. Oh,
holy mackerel, awesome. People. Whatever happened to Hassie? I think to Ireland, it must be sleepy time. Maybe he went to the pub. I don't know what time it is when he was listening, because that's where he was headed to the
I don't know. We've been down here like almost 2 hours.
Wait, no, we haven't.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
No, you haven't, but we have. I appreciate that you just got started.
I did not just get started. I've been here like an hour.
But you know what I think is really cool is that we can do these live shows like this.
Yeah, super fun.
For,
cool.
for hours on end. I think people enjoy it. You know what I mean? I do.
Yes. You know what? You've all
been
looking swallowed.
Every day.
Dina Joe will swallow you again and again and again.
You've all been
gulp, gulp,
swallowed.
Gulp.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Gulp, gulp.
Jason, everybody.
And I'm going to Belfast.
Swallow you.
Belfast.
Belfast is a country.
What's your happy thought? Jason, what's your happy thought?
I don't know where Belfast is, but I've agreed to go there.
I think it's in Europe.
Oh, well, it's obvious. It's got to be close to Ireland because that's where that dude's from.
I'm fucking Irish.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean you know anything.
Yeah, I don't. I'm telling you,
you're,
I don't.
What were you? You were the. You were the
United Kingdom.
Ginger,
my happy thought
ginger
today.
Ginger plans. No,
yep, capital of Northern
that's
Ireland.
Not.
The red. That's right. The red snap.
The red snapper.
Pretty fucking funny, though, right?
I am
say,
a comedian
hole.
Of my own kind. Ginger hole. The red snapping ginger hole.
Randy said, do not go over because you're not going to be able to come home.
Why not?
That's why you brought your kid.
That's right.
He said, oh, yeah?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Guess what, buddy?
Well, we just got to spin the bottle.
I mean, Walter, spin the bottle, Walter.
I would go to the 13th floor tomorrow with you. I need to call him. I know that lady.
Oh, you should call him.
Ooh. All right, spin the bottle. I just spun it.
Spin the bottle.
Oops. Spun the bottle. I'm spinning the bottle. It's spinning.
That changed.
What's it say?
It is between Spin Again and YMCA. Which I feel like I can make up whatever I want YMCA to
because
be.
Because it's pointing at you.
No, because I'm dirty and I'm not really sure what YMCA means.
It means.
So I feel like I can elaborate.
Hmm.
Do it.
I don't think it's just like YMCA.
It's not.
You don't think so?
No, it's like lick 'em,
stick 'em,
munch 'em.
So what would YMCA for?
Love 'em, squish 'em,
yank, mac, cup. And
cup. Where do you get cup out of?
From the sea. Y M
Mac yank cup. Wait.
No, so you yank Mac cup assault. Y M C A or
can
or,
you really assault your spouse though?
Well, no. It depends if she's looking or not. So you got yammer.
How about yoni?
Yoni.
Yoni. Oh, I like it.
Yoni
massage. climax acceleration.
Oh,
YMCA.
That is good.
Okay, I'll take that one. That's what you got.
Are you sure you don't want Spin Again?
That's what you landed on.
Yoni massage, climax appreciation.
That is good.
That should be like a holiday.
It should be.
Mean and listen to what you guys say. I like your meaning much better.
Well, thank you. Let's see what rhyme should be.
Oh, that's a good
rhyme.
One.
Let's see.
Rim job.
Rhythmically hand your meaty exterior.
Oh.
You can't say that.
Did you say rub your meaty exterior?
Yeah.
Rim.
Roughly handle your meaty exterior.
I mean,
rhyme.
Rub your fupa hard.
Yeah. Yeah, you like it?
Well,
roughly.
I just heard what fupa means.
What is it?
Fat. Wait. It's some like a fat pussy area. There is a
and
male
upper.
One.
A fat upper.
Oh, what's,
fat
the, what's
upper.
The male one?
It is a male. Wait. I don't know.
I would say
like
it's like a moose knuckle.
A moopa. A male upper pussy area?
Yeah.
No, dick area.
My pussy's down low.
You don't have a pussy, dick. I'm just telling you. You pissed in my fucking driveway.
Hey.
You do not have a that pussy. I saw that.
This went down. I was, you know what? She refused.
You know what? I feel
she
like
she doesn't let people like me use her her bathroom.
I did give you my bathroom.
I had to go outside.
Are you kidding me? I gave you my bathroom.
Oh, my God.
I didn't have to pee until I went outside and it was cold.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to tinkle in the car.
That's good.
I didn't want to.
Sean, you have many places that you pee.
Yes. You pee outside wherever you need to.
I piss everywhere,
in
too.
The
it's
bottle,
okay.
Whatever
in the bottle. You know what?
It's
my phone.
I got a fire hose. I got a fire hose for shooting.
Look what you've done.
Look what
you
done.
I got a fire hose for shooting.
Oh, my gosh. Josie, Angela, class. Oh, you guys have all been here. Some people are joining. If you're new to the show, we really appreciate you joining us. Please give us a follow. If you're not new to the show, tell your friends. And tell them about Code 3 Paranormal. So.
Shayna.
Listen,
thank you.
Troy.
I'm so like scrubs.
Weird darkness.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Josh.
Okay.
That weird darkness.
Look for Josh. It on Podbeat.
I got it.
Okay. Well, John.
Weird darkness.
Yep. YMCA.
YMCA.
During a sexual act. You proceed to fist the girl in the pussy and the anus while singing YMCA theme song.
Wow.
And when you get to the A, you lift her over your head in an incredible Hulk-like movement. Therefore, looking like an A.
No, you
just
don't.
Looking like an A.
No, you don't.
I get it.
Who does that shit? Who does that shit?
The Hulk. Everyone. The Hulk does that,
Hulk
obviously.
Smash. That's called a Hulk smash, and you don't
Hulk
do that on
smash.
A woman.
It's called the
Hulk smash.
And you don't do that on a woman.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. This is not the spin the bottle that I am used to. Remember when we used to just kiss? Now you're getting fisted.
No, you can't say that.
Hulk smash. This game, I understand why you didn't come in now, Josh.
Well, pretty much, I'm sure why.
I fucking love it.
Oh, my God. I'm
you gotta go back tomorrow.
Excellent. Well, then what the hell is... I don't even want to know what rhyme is then.
Right.
Yeah.
You already said it.
YMCA. Well, I thought YMCA was something friendlier than what it is.
No.
So now I'm afraid of rhyme.
Someone else spin now.
Oh,
spin
my God.
Spin the bottle, Walter.
Okay. Danielle, it's your turn. Randy, play and spin the bottle with your woman.
Randy,
you wouldn't come over here.
No, he left me. He said,
YMCA.
Take the kid.
Wow.
Pass the shot.
Yours is truth or dare.
Truth or
okay,
dare.
Okay, do it.
Do it. Yeah, make me dare something. Dare me to do something. No. Do it. Go outside. What are you doing, Cornholio? What in the hell? Your kid is weird. What are you doing? He's got his shirt up over his head like Cornholio.
Yes, he's trying to
block us out.
Making a safe
His
space.
Sweatpants are up to the bottom of his rib cage. He's got a freaking Kim Kardashian moose knuckle going on.
OMG, he's only 16.
You
he's
raised this
lessons.
Kid.
I know, but he's a little weird.
Oh.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Cornholio.
I feel like he fits in just fine.
He does.
Right, gosh.
He does.
I'm really glad we don't have a mic for him at this point.
I wish you did.
Yeah, I'm not sure
does.
I do.
He could give you so
oh
much
my
shit.
God.
I'm telling you.
That is funny, man.
Christina.
Wow.
You got one eye open.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess I got to look at it.
All right.
I need new, different things. Chipping my glitter off my finger.
I gotta pee.
What's your deal?
Me?
Yeah.
A small bladder. I had four kids.
Oh, is that really the bladder's fault?
That's funny.
Hey, listen. Women have it, I think, better because when you guys get older and you sneeze or you laugh too hard, you pee. But when men get older and we sneeze and laugh too hard, we shit our pants.
Your old pants.
Go. Two. Go. Up. words out. Here we go. Wyoni pigs. Old trash.
Fucked up tonight. Don't do this. Take it back.
Here we go. Everybody, do it.
YMCA. Hulk smash.
Hulk smash.
Holy shit. Oh my god. This is fucking hilarious. Okay.
Oh, you never know what you're going to learn. Okay.
Oh my god.
And now what?
I think this is a great song to end on.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, it's late.
Wait, what time is it?
It's 8:30. We've been going a couple hours now, and Shawnee's got to get up at 3.
Oh, so. I don't. I'm finally on vacation.
Yeah. So, but I do want to tell Troy a little bit. I want to actually plug and tell you should listen to a podcast called Weird Darkness.
Oh.
And
Weird Darkness.
Yep, because they...
Weird?
Weird Darkness. He's got the 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, right. They're pretty
good. And it's all like the weird darkness folklore, scary stories.
Ooh.
That are surrounded around.
It's got like the hand on the picture.
Oh, it's got so much more.
Or the podcast.
No, he's asking you what the
podcast
is. Making sure I got the right one here.
It's all about just Christmas legends and really cool, scary things.
Like Ebenezer Scrooge and that shit?
Well,
yeah, even more. Yes, Santa. That's exactly the one. Weird Darkness. And it does give the story about Ebenezer Scrooge, but it's less about Scrooge and it's more about the author of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Christmas Carol.
I pulled them up here. I'll
very cool. The 12 Days of Christmas, these last 12. The one I listened to today talked about, you know, where a lot of our Christmas and Santa
legends
and our understandings and our even our images and visions. It's very cool. It's very cool.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not as cool as this podcast, of course. It's just completely different.
Well, yeah.
Or Code 3 Paranormal.
And then I would listen to Code 3 Paranormal, obviously,
yeah,
for sure.
Yes.
We are going to go on some hunts, by the way, Troy. We've been invited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mary Poppins.
Going
with her.
Mary Poppins has
and
got her
yep.
place.
Mm-hmm. Mary's
Danielle is our. This is Danielle, who's our that was calling in last week, Troy, when we were talking about it, and she's had all those experiences.
Yeah.
She's kind of like a conduit for supernatural experiences. But Edgar has invited us to his house, which is on the very top of Riverdale Road. And then we have also been invited by another lady who lives like halfway down Riverdale Road, and she has a lot of paranormal experiences in her home. So we're going to go, and we're going to do dual podcasts.
Do you think if you grew weed out there, theater. They'd steal your weed?
No.
The ghosts?
Yeah.
They don't want
to. The spirits?
You're getting high.
They're smoking it in the field waiting for you.
Absolutely.
Hey, everybody, I'm a ghost. You want to get high? I like getting high.
No.
I'm a funny little ghost, and I
they
like to get
high. To know
high.
Maybe, they don't want to need high. Friendly. They're always high.
I'm a really high ghost.
Don't be so high.
You guys got $10? I'll give you a ghost job. I give a mean ghost job.
Ghost job.
Oh, it's got to get interested. Do a little tally. Do a little South Park, and this kid comes running.
He's alive.
Yeah, there he goes.
He pulled his bunghole impression.
He's ready to do, he's ready to do his tally impression.
Yeah.
All right, so we are going to go on some ghost hunts. We've got people inviting us out to Riverdale Road.
You can come, Heather.
Which I didn't even know was in Colorado.
Yeah, it is.
I know that now. Thank
I'm
you,
telling
Captain
you.
Obvious.
Don't even tell me that.
I'd always heard about it. I just never been there.
Yeah, I never even knew it existed. So
hey,
I'm gonna do a lot of investigating on it, and I'm gonna go to the internet. I'm gonna go to YouTube
and check it out.
And then I am going for a ghostly experience.
Ghostly.
I have also heard two different times from people who do some ghost hunting about the flashlight trick.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
That you taught us. And so I've had my flashlight poised in the living room since you left, kind of waiting for any flash, and I've received none yet.
She's saged. You sage.
You got a sage.
Jacked it up.
We always sage.
Okay.
You do?
Josh says he's heard the drums on Riverdale Road.
I sage regularly.
It was like bad juju. And
yeah,
like,
yeah, I've heard about the drums and everything.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to go get it checked out. We're going to do it.
Yeah, definitely. And we got the one in Georgetown in a week that we're all going to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to Georgetown in a week? Are you going, Danielle?
You didn't invite me yet.
Well, let me check with Troy. I'll call you later. And yeah, so,
okay.
And now is Tracy going to be there?
Wait, Josh says he just heard the drums perfect. On Riverdale.
Yeah,
on the road or the TV show, Josh?
Yeah, you can't. Josh, maybe watch that show. Okay, well, super fun. Well, thank you. Hey, Troy, Amber, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, Jason.
Jason, are you still there? You're just sitting quietly on your phone, you creeper.
Super quiet.
You're a creeper.
You're so great.
You're like, sitting in the chair in the corner of the bedroom just breathing heavily.
You're and Mike,
and I know Mike.
Like Sheena.
No.
I love
no.
it.
That's awesome.
That's right. You watch it all. Mm-hmm. Take notes and tell me everything you
that's
saw.
That's exactly right.
Oh, shit.
Josh said.
I share my notes.
Josh said he
that's
saw
your old neighborhood.
It's his
what?
Old hood.
What the hell?
What is?
How do we not know this?
Because we don't. You don't talk right, ghost
Josh.
Stories all the time.
I you're going. We're going stories. Out there. You know people.
I'm scared of them, but they are. Real.
All right. Well, definitely follow. Code
okay,
3.
Dina. I agree. Stay back, Dina. Keep everything warm, safe. Pour cocktails when we
right.
get back.
And all right.
More cocktails.
I love that. Okay. Thank you, Troy. Amber. Jason.
Absolutely.
Mike. Everyone. Dina.
Everyone.
Class of Little Cupcake.
Josh.
Josie. Josh.
Mary.
Chili. Everyone that's been
I
here.
Know.
Hassie. Woo-hoo. Everyone.
So many people.
Here come the dogs, which means this
it's
is
the perfect time to go.
Wait,
Take us out.
Just wait. Oh, for the love of Pete.
I have a happy thought, too, before.
What is it? What's your happy thought?
Hear these dogs barking?
Yes.
My happy thought. Find the sunshine in everything.
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye. Later, guys.
You say that every time. Put on your slippery shoes.
That's right, it's the swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
Cause the swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The swallows are here. Ba-ba-doo-da-da, the swallows are here.
That special time of year for all the Yuletide memories we hold so dear.
Like the time we all went sledding,
or the carols door to door,
or the time that Mom got drunk and passed out on the bathroom floor.
It's a sentimental Christmas, a time for joy and cheer, for looking back at photos and souvenirs.
Like my bicycle with streamers,
or my dolly kitchenette, or the time they filled my stocking with some half-smoked cigarettes. Memories of present,
of sipping on wassail,
of going Christmas to stand up.
The
mistletoe on the tree.
Or the year my boyfriend gave to me his lousy STD.
Just a sentimental Christmas, our annual delight. A time for reminiscing on years gone by.
The roasting of the chestnut.
Or a rainy.
Through the snow,
waking Christmas morning next to someone I don't know, sending Christmas greetings,
wishing peace to all.
It's a wonder that I'm celebrating Christmas time at all.
It's a sentimental Christmas.
I've got